Hello and welcome, Tracy White in Pinetown, KZN.
Thank you, Heather. Very glad to be here.
Tracy White wears three very different hats, but they all have the same intention, which is to heal. She's a teacher of Reiki and her own form of healing, body balance activation. In addition, Tracy analyzes hands through chirology, and she also paints the most beautiful portraits of pets that have passed to aid the grieving process. Tracy, I know you teach Reiki, but as mentioned before, you have a modality called body balance activation that you've developed yourself. Wow, salute. Tell us about this, how this evolved, and how it differs from the Reiki we all know.
Well, years ago, I was approached by a father of a severely disabled child, and he asked me if I could help him with his child. Gregory was his name. He was 5 years old at the time, and he has cerebral palsy and epilepsy. His development had pretty much stopped around about the age of 3 months old, and he was having as many as 60 seizures in a week. When Gregory came to see me, we began working with Reiki, but unfortunately, he wasn't very good at regulating how much energy he was pulling into himself, and he sometimes would have a seizure during our sessions. And I could actually feel the energy backing up in my arms, so I would let go, and then he would have a fit. So I was challenged to find a way to help him, and so I started working with ways to give the body instructions to heal. BBA in the early days was quite crude, but it really worked, and in the first week, Gregory didn't have any seizures at all. So I stuck with the simplicity of it and expanded it a bit more so that we could cover a few more areas during the session, and I began working with other people. So from there, as it was needed, and more so for others than for Gregory, because he really didn't need it, I developed three more levels. So we work physically, emotionally, mentally, and consciously.
What a beautiful story. Now, what mental and health issues can your body balance activation address, Tracy?
Well, we have had spontaneous healing of injuries, and that's fairly common, but also it seems to be very successful at shifting emotional and mental trauma surrounding an event or a series of events in a person's life. So we always set an intention at the beginning of the session, and a couple of sessions later, we re-examine the original intent. The person is often really surprised that they even had an issue in the first place. They can often remember it, but they don't have any charges connected with it anymore. So with BBA, healing is not just putting a band-aid on it. It's actually shifting the emotional charges around it so that it becomes a non-issue. It's quite profound to work with somebody until they get to this point. I prefer to do four sessions to really clear it on all levels, but often it's already shifted in just two.
I love that you remove the charges connected with the issues at hand. That is really powerful stuff, Tracy. Okay, so let's go to your hand analysis. Can you tell us more there?
Well, it's quite interesting. Did you know that your hands have more nerve connections between them and your brain than between them and any other part of your body? Between your brain and any other part of your body. So your hands carry the imprint of your whole life. And if you've had any experiences that you feel have left a mark, they often have, and you can find it in your hands. So analyzing somebody's hands can help them come to know who they really are. It can help them to discover their gifts and their flaws and sometimes correct maybe a life path choice. It's such an honor to get to read a person's book of life. For somebody in their latter years, a lot of their life lived is mapped out in their hands already. But for a younger person, there's so much potential for them. Hand analysis is not used to tell a fortune, but it can help to get clearer understanding of the now and who you are. And when you know that, you can stand on your own power. It's really satisfying.
Yes, I find that a fascinating modality, and I see more and more people are studying this because it makes absolute sense. And yes, and I love the way you paint a picture of hand analysis. I think something that many should consider as if they're looking for identity and purpose. It makes it sounds like a really great way to go there. And oh, fellow artist, I see you are also an artist, and
I am.
you specialize in pet portraits.
Yes.
Tracy, your paintings are extraordinary. Tell us how this started for you.
Well, on the 31st of May 2012, my 3-year-old retriever cross, Finn, died in my arms. He had been ill for about a week, and we even tried a blood transfusion to save him, and it didn't work. So I was absolutely devastated. But 2 weeks after he died, I needed to paint him, and I phoned a friend of mine who paints wildlife and told her that I needed to paint Finn. Of course, I knew nothing about painting. The last time I did art was in Standard 8 at school, but the most amazing paintings have emerged from my grief. It was quite a cathartic process for me, and soon I'd met other people who'd also lost pets. So usually I work from a photograph, but I always have some kind of spiritual connection or experience with the animal during their emergence as a painting. So I find living animals quite difficult to paint, but the ones who are in spirit are so much easier. It's almost as if they come and they sit for their painting. Mm-hmm. So I began to understand that while the grieving pet owner comes to visit me and we remember their fur babies and heal their hearts, Finn works with the new fur angel on the other side to heal them as well.
Oh, that's, you know, this is so moving. I also know the pain and grief of losing an animal friend. And this is a wonderful way of working through the grief. You know, animals have got so much to teach us. I think they are greatest teachers, and we have, you know, we either make a huge spiritual connection with them, or we don't. We don't have the same spiritual connection to all our animals that pass through our lives. So yes, what I think it's wonderful that you found this outlet, and also were able to move through Finn's passing in this beautiful way, and also enabling others to move through their grief through this wonderful modality that you're doing. And yes, and so, you know, are there any other kind of experiences in this pet portraits, you know, of people? Just can you share a few stories of how it helped people move on?
I had a commission where a woman had to put an animal to sleep that was very aggressive, and she was absolutely devastated by him, and she really wanted to have something to remember him by. And then I've had a Scottish terrier who would sit on my foot while I painted her, and I believe from her owner that with the two Scotties, the one was the right slipper and the other one was the left slipper, so it was true to what the animal actually did while they were alive. I painted a horse where I just kept seeing this big eye above my head looking down at me, and the owner of the horse used to photograph the horse's eyes. So it's usually something that the owners can connect with. So I do talk to them about what it is that I feel sensation-wise with the animal, and it's normally something that they can connect with.
Wow. Thank you for sharing those lovely stories. Now, and finally, we've got 2 minutes. What is the dream for your work going forward?
Well, years ago, I had a dream that I had a healing center with a bookshop and a coffee shop. And the healing center I've had for some time now. And I've recently put some energy into expanding my little shop. So I'm now stock products from Hay House Publishing and hopefully other publishing houses. And I do I stock some of my own self-empowerment publications. I'm also an author. And then crystal pendants and candles, room sprays, and other little items of interest. And the coffee shop side of it began this weekend, actually. I've just installed a coffee bar.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's starting now. But I'd like my space to be a sanctuary where a person can come and chill out, cuddle up in a beanbag with a blanket and a book and a hot cup of chocolate or vanilla chai tea if they don't like chocolate stuff, and disappear into themselves for a while. So I want it to be a place to recharge their batteries, have some time out, walk the labyrinth, sit in the sun, photosynthesize. Of course, if they'd like a healing session, I'm here for that as well.
You know, I'm so glad. Congratulations. The last time we spoke, your coffee shop wasn't there yet and it hadn't been open. So, well, I think this is really great. Divine timing.
And perfect.
Yes. Can you, I've got a few more seconds here. What is your book all about? What books have you written?
They're mostly little card packs, and I've written a journal where it's a guide to how to journal efficiently and correctly. And all of my publications are there to help people with self-empowerment, to look at themselves.
Well, I am a great fan of journaling and you know, daily gratitude. I've been doing this for many, many years, and I believe it forms an integral part of our ongoing healing. So that, you know, the how to journal is, I'm sure, going to be a winner.
Thank you.
So, Tracy, thank you so much for your time. Onwards and upwards. Have lots of fun in your coffee shop. And thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.